Learn how to say I adore and recognize when Russians make a mistake with this word. Hello again, guys. And today we will continue to look at some comments made on a прикольный мультик Masha and the Bear, Masha и Медведь. This will help you to not just understand Russian written and colloquial speech better, but also learn when Russians make mistakes in their writing. As you see, here we have four comments. 1. Прикольный мультик, обожаю Машу. Прикольный мультик, обожаю Машу. 2. Класс, обожаю этот мультик. Класс, обожаю этот мультик. 3. Обожаю этот мультик. Обожаю этот мультик. 4. Класс. Let's have a closer look at this. Okay, the first one has to be really familiar to you. If it is not, would you mind reading this article where we have already discussed the words прикольный, прикольный, and мультик, мультик? Just in case you are too lazy to read it, I will give you a quick reminder of the translation. Прикольный means funny, cool, awesome, great. Мультик is a short colloquial form of мультфильм, мультфильм, a cartoon, toon. The rest of this comment is «обожаю Машу». «Обожаю» derives from «обожать». «Обожать» – to passionately love somebody, to adore. «Обожаю» – «обожаю» is a form of the verb and that we use for «I». You cannot say «обожаю» when you talk about somebody else. For example, «she likes that cartoon» in Russian sounds like «она обожает этот мультик». Она, she, обожает, adores, обожает, этот, this, этот, мультик, мультик, cartoon. Hope you noticed that the verb has a different ending. When you say обожаю, it's not like a sentimental love confession. It's when you want to hug somebody to death. And when it is about things, not people, it means that you want to have it and have it and have it. Обожаю Машу means I adore Маша so much. I hope you didn't notice that Маша doesn't have a R on the end and has a different letter. Leave it for now, I will explain it some other day, when you have a spare 10 hours. The second command is класс, обожаю этот мультик. Not so many new words, are they? Класс means cool, super, tops. This word is kind of a loner. It usually stands without company. You may say class in thousands of situations, sometimes even informal ones. Class is a strong word. You say class when you don't feel like going deeply into the compliments, but you want others to know that you really appreciate something and find it remarkable. Say class and nothing else. In the rest of the phrase, you already know обожаю and мультик. Обожаю and мультик. Этот means this. Этот, этот. So the whole phrase обожаю этот мультик is translated as I adore this cartoon. The third one, обожаю этот мультик, is written by someone who hasn't finished school. And you can easily tell everybody why, can't you? Yes, you're right, because it's written обожаю instead of обожаю. Those Russians who haven't read anything but profound graffiti on walls always make this mistake. They put A instead of O. Don't be too hard on them. They do it because it's the way the word sounds. Unstressed O sounds like A. Обожаю. But these mistakes are still worth mentioning because otherwise some Russian learners might think it's a separate word. All the rest in this comment is understandable, isn't it? Этот is this, and мультик means a cartoon. Okay, the last and the lamest, класс. It's the same as класс, only with a mistake. A commentator was definitely tired of typing, and that's why he forgot to put the last S at the end to make it double. Okay, my darlings, that's all for now. Take care and speak to you next time.